So it's batch number 3 now of local news and features. It's Tim and Uta. We have 4 stories for you. We'll do the headlines. So Uta will give you her first headline.
Yeah, there's protest as trees were chopped down in Mere Park. And a mum opens a nail salon to help fund costs of visas after Staffordshire move.
Okay, so my story's coming up. A bottle-throwing woman who launched attack begs for help. And Westport Lake Cafe has shut this week and won't open again until 2025. So over to Uta, who's going to read the first story for us in batch number 3.
Right. Campaigning residents have hit out after trees were chopped down in their neighbourhood, sparking an afternoon protest. And during the height of the incident in 3 police cars were called to the scene. Well, I think it was Mere Park. That was where the incident was. Now concerned families fear the trees were being felled in readiness for the green space to be possibly used for houses. Neighbours say the plot on Canberra Crescent has been home to oak, willow and ash trees since the estate was constructed over 40 years ago. After hearing the sound of chainsaws, they say that 4 trees had been chopped down. They say the green space is a popular spot for dog walkers, children and residents who enjoy the well-established trees. But community leaders say the trees weren't protected, and while the council had maintained it, the plot was never transferred into council ownership. It's understood such plots were sold on by landowners. Families say the plot is a popular one. Nearby resident John Evanson said, "I walk my dogs here all the time. It's an absolute shame to see the trees cut down. I know many children from nearby come and play on it and countless others." 3 police cars and several police officers were called out this afternoon with residents told to move away from the land. Residents say the police had been there most of the day while the felling took place and they were warned of aggravated trespass. Andy Jones, who has lived on the estate since 1983, expressed his frustration. He said, "It's plots of land like this on Mere Park which make it so appealing to people. It's not just a built-up housing estate. It's got green spaces. It's got trees, well-established trees. Fears have been raised. It will now be used for housing." Resident Alison Dutt believes the land was sold. She said, "As residents, we would have come together and bought the land to stop it being built on." Stoke and Trent Live has attempted to contact the landowner. However, this has not been successful at the time of writing. Meanwhile, Ward Councillor Abby Brown has issued an update on the situation on her Facebook site and says she has received a number of calls, emails and messages about the piece of land. She wrote, "When estates are built, public open space is normally transferred to the council for ongoing maintenance. For some reason, this did not happen in a number of locations across Mere Park. Subsequently, although the council maintained the land, some of the landowners have sold these areas on. That is the case at Canberra Crescent." Well, the trees weren't covered by a tree preservation order and therefore the landowner did not need a permission to remove them. The only consideration would be avoiding nesting season or session, which is between February and August. Until a planning application is submitted, it is hard to comment further. I have spoken to the Residents Association this afternoon and we will work together to support residents as best as we can. However, at this time, until an application is received, there are limited actions that can be taken. However, I will continue to update residents as best as I can. Councillor Brown says, as it stands, no planning application has gone in. Meanwhile, Staffordshire Police confirmed it was called out at 1:50 p.m. And a spokeswoman said, "We were called at 1:50 p.m. to report of a group of people trying to stop a gardening business from chopping down a number of trees on Canberra Crescent, Mere Park, after the landowner arranged it. And officers attended and the gardening business agreed to remove the second tree at a later date." Over to you now.
Okay, so my first story now is Bottle Throwing Woman Who Launched Attack Begs for Help. Drunken Camille Brown threw a bottle at a van and launched an attack when she was confronted. The 41-year-old threw the bottle at the vehicle outside the Brighter Futures Hostel in Hanley. The owner came out to confront her, and when his partner stood between them, the defendant grabbed her arm, causing scratching and bruising. Now, magistrates have adjourned Brown's case for a pre-sentence report to be carried out. Prosecutor Suzanne Swindle told North Staffordshire Justice Centre the incident happened in Hanley shortly before 12 noon on Saturday, September the 7th. Ms Swindle said the matter was reported to the police, with the caller stating a woman had thrown a glass bottle causing damage to the roof of a van. The victim and his partner were decorating a room at Brighter Futures. They came out to confront her. Brown became aggressive and squared up to the man. She assaulted his partner by grabbing her arm, causing scratches and bruising. Brown, care of Ashbank Road, Werrington, pleaded guilty to criminal damage and assault by beating Harpreet Jawar, who was mitigating, said she wholly accepts that she had consumed too much alcohol, having consumed from a bottle she threw, it not realising where it was going to land. It struck the van, causing minor damage. There was a confrontation. The victim and his partner were painting and decorating a room. They looked out and saw a woman walking up and down with a bottle. Brown accepts she was intoxicated at the time. Having seen the bottle being thrown and connecting with the van, they were not happy. When they confronted Brown, she accepted that she was in the wrong. It is accepted she took hold of the woman's arm and caused the very minor scratch or reddening. He said Brown, who has not troubled the criminal justice system for 4 years, has been the victim of domestic violence in the past and is still recovering from a broken collarbone and jaw. Mr. Jawar added, he says she needs help. She is begging for assistance. Brown will be sentenced on December the 3rd and her bail was extended. Over to Uta now, who's going to do her second story for us in batch number 3.
It's all about nails. Mum opens nail salon to help fund cost of visas after Staffordshire move. A nail salon has opened in a quaint North Staffordshire High Street after its owner quickly gained around 200 customers working as a mobile nail technician in just 1 year. Azim Derry, 34, started her nail business on September 6, 2023, with no clients, but her popularity grew and the mum of two decided it was time to open her own shop in Maybank. The Bradwell mum officially opened Breezy Nails and Beauty on Saturday, September the 7th, her daughter's 14th birthday. In fact, the salon was named after Azim's daughter Breezy, who was the reason the family moved to Staffordshire from Albania 6.5 years ago. Breezy was born with a very rare kidney problem and underwent 8 surgeries in Albania, but sadly none were successful, and Azim was told by medical professionals that the type of surgery they believed Breezy needed could only be done in 3 hospitals worldwide, which included the Royal Stoke Hospital. She and her husband, Korab, decided to move to Newcastle with their 2 children, and Breezy and Bioris, so that the children could get a stable education and life without having to travel to and from for surgeries. Azim said, Breezy only has 1 kidney that works and it only works 30%. We were told only 3 hospitals in the whole world who could treat it, and my brother lives here, so we chose here, but we could have gone to the US because they did the surgery there too. Breezy had an operation through private health care in Albania too, but she needed more procedures, so we applied to move to the UK because we didn't want it to affect her school by travelling around all the time. Her health is very good now because she used to get lots of infections and now she's always smiling. She's grown lots from a tiny child and she's so much better. I only knew hello and yes when I moved here. It was very difficult. So I tried to learn English online through free courses because I had to pay at the college and I didn't have a car to get around. So I started going to older people's cafes to talk with them and try to learn, and I watched TV and learned from there too. You have to apply every 2.5 years for a visa and it costs £15,000 to £20,000 for all 4 of us. every 2.5 years until we've been here for 10 years. So I decided to follow my dream from when I was younger to open a beauty salon. I was engaged at 16, married at 18, and at 20 I had my first child. So it's nice to have my own business now. Talking about founding her nail business, Azim added, when I started 1 year ago, I didn't have any clients. I started with 2 or 3 people through family, and within 6 months I already had 200 clients, and I couldn't believe what was going on. I have a lot of people coming back, and I've had a lot of support from all of my clients. They're very, very nice, and I really appreciate it. I've had lots of compliments. People always appreciate it, and they want me to do well and recommend me to their family and friends. And I'm growing now because of them in a very short time. One of my customers is so kind, she makes me cry, and I do her and her daughter's nails. I'm really happy and proud of the business because I've worked really hard and I've focused so much research into watching videos on the best way to set up a business. This will help my finances and help my family to pay for the visas. I enjoy doing nails every single time and with every client. I thank the gods every day. I'm just so happy and so grateful for this opportunity. Azim is currently recruiting nail technicians to help her within the workload as she's so busy since opening. Drop-ins are welcome, however, it's advised to book in advance to avoid disappointment. Breezy Nails and Beauty currently offers builder gel, hard gel extension, manicures and pedicures. Prices are dependent on the type, color and design required. And it is open from Monday to Saturday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Over to you, Tim.
Many thanks for that. So my final story now for you in batch number 3 is Westport Lake Cafe shuts this week and it won't reopen until 2025. A popular cafe opens for the final time this week and it's not expected to reopen until 2025 until a new tenant is found. Staffordshire Wildlife Trust has run the Westport Lake Visitor Centre Cafe for 15 years, but its lease with Stoke-on-Trent City Council has now come to an end. The council is installing temporary toilets at the beauty spot from tomorrow. Trust Chief Executive Julian Wolford said, "We're sad to be leaving Westport Lake Visitor Centre. It's been a great base for the Trust, and over the years it's enabled us to connect with many thousands of people from the local community. While we're leaving this site, we'll still be in Stoke-on-Trent running lots of events as part of our community outreach. We continue to work in schools and we're also scoping out further river restoration work with partners. We're also excited to be working with Stoke-on-Trent City Council to explore how nature can be included in the centenary celebrations next year. I would like to say a personal thank you to all the cafe staff for all their hard work and dedication over the years and their professionalism since the closure was announced. Finally, thank you to all of our customers who visited." The council said it's in talks with tenants who are due to reopen the cafe in the new year. It comes as the cafe at Hanley Park, Burslem Park and Park Hall County Park also remain closed. Council leader Jane Ashworth said, "We want to thank Staffordshire Wildlife Trust for all their dedication and hard work over the years, and they will be sadly missed. Westport Lake is a local beauty spot that is close to my heart and we'll do everything we can to ensure that the new tenants keep this special place vibrant for visitors to enjoy. Westport Lake is a unique and wonderful escape for visitors and a magnet for wildlife. All the more reason for ensuring that we maintain this attraction as a place where people want to spend time to relax and appreciate nature. The council will now be working hard to ensure the premises are suitable for the new tenant, who will be revealed once all the necessary agreements are in place. Stoke-on-Trent City Council would like to wish Staffordshire Wildlife Trust all the best in their future endeavours and the work they do locally to protect the county's wildlife and wild places." Keep listening, we'll have some more stories for you coming up in batch number 4 of local news and features.